anything in your life that is a stranger, as you hear the word of God today, it shall be blasted out in the name of Jesus. Now lift your hands and appreciate God for your own change of level that is coming. Give him praise for your change of level. Give him praise for your change of level. I decree and declare, I am rising higher. Say a very aggressive amen. Success. Are you ready for opportunity? This is a part two of that message. Are you ready for opportunity? The Bible speaking in Galatians 6 verse 10. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good. Let us make good use of it. To enjoy success in life, you must be ready to make good use of opportunity. Be ready to do what? To make good use of opportunity. Out of a small opportunity can come a massive breakthrough. Be ready to make good use of opportunity. As we therefore have opportunity, let us do good. Opportunity, the window of opportunity comes to all men. As we therefore have opportunity, it comes to all men. The window of opportunity. If not immediately, eventually. If not eventually, ultimately. Somewhere, the window of opportunity comes to all men. As we therefore, not if we therefore. As we, guarantee, not if we. Third thing to note, only those who make good use of opportunity enjoy success. Nothing good happens to those who don't make good use of opportunity. As we therefore have opportunity, hit it and hit it well. If you want to enjoy success, learn to make good use of opportunity. Next, to make good use of opportunity, you must be ready before it comes. Be ready before it comes. It is too late to hope to get ready after opportunity presents itself. You must be ready before it comes. Before it comes. What is opportunity? An opening of a favorable acceptance. A favorable acceptance. An opening of a favorable acceptance. That's opportunity. An opening of a favorable acceptance. What is opportunity? Room to express capacity. It's not enough that you can do it. You need room to be given to you to do it. David could play harp, but that didn't change his life till he had the room to play it in the right place. And from that day, sir, he never went back. Provide me therefore a man that can play well. Verse number 16. A man that can play well. Verse 17. Answer came. I know a son of Jesse, a skillful player. Sir, he has been playing the thing since, but nothing changed till opportunity came. Room to display capacity. Those who turn down opportunity never command attention in destiny. No. You be the class rep. No. You speak on the behalf of the group. No. You be the one to address us. No. Please, I'm shy. They die at the back. To surrender to timidity is to forfeit your place in destiny. To surrender to timidity. I am afraid. I cannot. I don't think. Not my kind. Not our people. No. Not possible. You need to be daring in order to command the submission of your generation. Bishop Eric could put it this way. You need a lion heart to enjoy a lion share. Cowards do not command attention. I command every trace of timidity to die right now in Jesus' name. Shout, I am not a coward. What they have, I have. What they know, I know. Where they go to, I can get there. Say that amen like a radical. Timidity, you cannot. Timidity, not your time. Timidity, not your kind. Timidity is not for you. That devil is a bastard. Who is it that saith a thing? And it cometh to pass when the Lord commanded it not. Timidity. Sir, hear me. You do not consult those on your level to find out your capacity for your next level. No, you don't consult those on your level. They know nothing about your next level. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. Neither has it entered the heart of any man. I don't know who is here. And the devil has surrounded you with fearful people, with timid people, with cowardly people, with impossibility-minded people. I announce today divine inoculation of audacity, divine injection of capacity to rise above mediocrity in the name of Jesus. Shout, I am better than this. Shout, I am better than this. Shout, I am better than this. I prophesy, you will emerge as a pace setter. You will emerge as a high flyer. You will emerge as a frontliner. You will do what they said you cannot do. You will handle what they said you cannot handle. Shout, I can. You need audacity to maximize opportunity. You need audacity to maximize. I love this one when God spoke it to me. Opportunity is no respecter of status. No respecter of age. Is no respecter of history. Opportunity is no respecter of status, age, or history. At all. Opportunity. Mayaga labaya. Is no respecter of status. Female or male, he don't care. Age, he doesn't care. What an adult cannot do, a 17-year-old can do it. Let no man's heart faint. I will handle this giant here. I will bring this guy down. Do you know he brought him down? David was his name. He's no respecter of family history. At all. God does not consult your family history to determine your giftings and your potentials. No, he does not. He doesn't. When they remind you of where you are coming from, remind yourself of where you are going to. Remind yourself of where you are going to. That is why you were born, to go where others have not gone. That is why you came, to do what others have not done. Shout, yes. told Mama the dream I had the other day. It was a stadium. It was like a stadium. Jammed. Two services. Jammed. It was like a stadium. Heads were everywhere. Two services. Clearly. Sir, God shows me things before we get there. It was clear like a stadium. Massive. Jammed. Two services. The gallery was not like this. The gallery was from the floor, rising the way. Yes. Yes. All these sittings. Very brutal. I woke up, I told her I saw something. I just saw something. I told her I just saw something. I don't know what God has for you. You will see it and no devil will stop it. You will see it and no devil will block you. You will see it and no devil will hinder you. I prophesy to everyone here, carrying a dream in your heart, carrying a vision in your spirit, I decree and I declare, your barrier will become your stepping stone. Your obstacle will become your stepping stone. Your barrier will become your stepping stone. What they place to stop you will be what God will use to lift you. Say that amen like a believer. Somebody speak in tongues for 5 seconds. Kabaya managaya. Let the baby in Elizabeth's womb live for joy. If God can show me something about our future, then I prophesy by that same anointing, your own future becomes a clarity. Your own future becomes clear. Your own future will see clear. No devil can cover it. No witch can cover it. Hatred cannot cover it. Gang up cannot cover it. Somebody shout, yes! Even if I stop here, I have preached. Somebody shout audacity. When they say you cannot, answer audacity. When they say it's not possible, say audacity. When they say not for you, say audacity. Shout, I can, I can, I can. I can. What my father could not do, I can. What my mother could not do, what my brothers could not do. Audacity, audacity. You need audacity to fulfill destiny. You need audacity to maximize opportunity and fulfill destiny. Yeah, 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 yeah. When you see a man preparing for opportunity, he looks like a madman. Because what he's preparing for, eyes cannot see it. It doesn't make any sense. What are you going for masters again? What do you want again with doctorate degree? What is your problem? What are you saving money for? What is it? He can see what others cannot see. He can perceive what others cannot perceive. Does anybody here have a vision for tomorrow? Then help me tell 7 people, prepare, prepare, prepare. Opportunity is coming, prepare. A platform is coming, prepare. A window of favorable atmosphere is coming, prepare. Somebody will soon see what you are carrying, prepare. Somebody will need you very soon, prepare. Position yourself. Your generation will call for you very soon, prepare. Camps are about to scatter. Associations and alliances are about to be dismantled. The Lord will shake the heavens and shake the earth and shake the seas and shake the mountains. You understand what I'm saying now? So you better prepare. Yala Gabash. I was preparing sermons when I didn't even think I'll be a preacher. I would just be writing up my Bible study, my quiet time, and I'll be wondering, what am I writing all this for? Diaries full. Just be writing. I read a scripture and a poetic topic just comes to my mind and I just write it down. All things are possible. Enjoying all around possibility. Just my mind was just walking beyond my awareness. Because there is something in you that can zoom into your future. There is something in your spirit that can go beyond the barriers and the limitations of time and space and matter and perceive and receive signals concerning your future. Am I talking to somebody? Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, they can't stop me. I know what I carry inside. Shagalabayagada. They can't. A million of them cannot stop. No way. A sitting king told David that he will never be king. Never be king. He said, if the son of Jesse sit on this throne over my dead body, and Jehovah surrendered his dead body, and the son of Jesse sat on the throne. Now I prophesy here, any man that wants to play God over your destiny, they go down for your sake. Any man that wants to play God over the prophecy of your life, they go down for your sake. Any man that wants to play God over the plan of God for your life, they go down. They go down. They go down. They go down. Speak in tongues again for 5 seconds. Speak in tongues for 5 seconds. Whosoever they are. Whosoever they are. Maya ya 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 ya. Maya ya 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 ya. Wherever you are watching from, connect with this prophecy. Connect with this prophecy. Whoever has vowed to stop your financial destiny, your career, to stop your marriage, to stop your vision, to stop your calling, whoever they are, let God arise and let their plans scatter. Let God arise and let their agenda scatter. Let God arise and let their activities scatter. I and the children that thou hast given me, we are made for signs and for wonders. Shout yes! Stand up and help me walk to 5 people. Tell them, don't mind my size, I carry something. Don't mind my history. Don't mind my family background. I am loaded with something. Don't mind what they said about me. Don't mind who is against me. If God be for me, who can be against me? Don't mind their conspiracy. Don't mind their gathering. They shall surely gather, but not by the Lord. Therefore they shall fall for your sake. God is not a man that he should lie, not the son of man that he should repent. Let God arise and let every enemy be scattered. Who is he that saying a thing and it coming to pass? When the Lord commanded it not, that God that did not make heaven and earth, and they want to run over your life, they want to play God over your destiny, they want to play God over Nigeria, they want to play God over Akwa Ibom State, they shall go down. Be very careful. Be very careful. Be very careful. When those speaking to you start sounding contrary to what God is saying, those speaking to you, do you know that when it comes to destiny journey, anybody is a suspect? Anybody. A friend yesterday can become a problem tomorrow. Anybody is a suspect. When it comes to the fulfilling destiny journey, your prayer partner can become envious of your manifestation. Yes. You will get there. As the Lord liveth, you will get there. Therefore, prepare. Therefore, do what? Prepare. 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 Stop looking at your age. Prepare. Don't say it's too early. Prepare. Don't say, what am I reading leadership book for? Prepare. Don't say, how can I start reading married book now? Prepare. Don't say, I don't need to attend full life Bible school. Prepare. prepare. Amen, somebody. Don't say, I don't need to learn sewing. Learn it. What are you doing with the 3 months? Learn it. Add it to your CV. Prepare. I don't need a holiday job. Add it. Prepare. You don't lose anything. It's better to be over prepared than to be under prepared. It's better to have the capacity and wait for the opportunity than have the opportunity and lack the capacity. And let me say this, it is an error to assign destiny responsibility to people who lack capacity. It's a bankruptcy of mentality. It is a perversion of the order of due process to hand over destiny responsibility to novices and neophytes. I remember many times people with capacity appear like a threat. They appear like a threat because they are too audacious to be manipulated. They are too sound to be subjected to stupidity. Too sound. We are here. We are alive. Yes. Do you understand what I'm saying? Before you marry a man, check out his capacity for husbandry assignments. I like his chest. Are you a gym? Are you a gym? Looking for a bodybuilder? No. Her height is something else. Oh my God. Her shape is something else. Open a modeling agency. Just let us know that you are looking for models. Shout amen. Amen. Divine signals that God sends to us to point us to future opportunity. Divine signals. Number one, creation and new creation provisions. Whatever God made provision for in creation, be fruitful, multiply, replenish yet, subdue it, is a pointer to future opportunity. Whatever the new creation has provided for, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, you are a city set on an hill, you cannot be hidden, you are the light of the world, is a pointer to the massiveness of your future capacity. It is an error to use aeroplane for town taxi. It's an error. Creation and new creation provision. Creation made provision for certain manifestations. It was upgraded in the new creation. That's why Paul said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Say a loud amen. Amen. If it has been provided for in creation and in the new creation, you can become it. You can become. Yes, you can. Number two, steerings of divine purpose. Something in you tells you you were born for this. Steerings of divine purpose. You tell people around you, they say, shut up. Are you trying to say that I and your fat mother will come and buy down to you with your 11 brothers? Steerings. Before I formed you, I knew you. While you're in your mother's womb, I ordained you and sanctified you. There is something about you that the mother that gave birth to you doesn't understand. It's a steering of divine purpose. Amen, somebody? That is a sign that your maker is thinking about you, is mindful of you. I know the thoughts that I think towards you. He declares the end from the beginning. While they are saying a male child is born, he is saying a man of God is born. He's declaring the end from the beginning. While they are saying a baby is born, he's saying a Messiah is born. Praise the Lord. He told Samuel, I have provided me a king among his sons. He didn't say, go and make one of his sons a king. He said, there's a king there. I put him there. They think he is a son, but I know he's a king. Steerings of destiny. That is why the things you think about are beyond your age mates. Agalabashataya. Yesterday, I watched a clip with Mama about one girl, about 7 or 8 years old, who is one of the granddaughters of Donald Trump. Short interview on Facebook. Hi. I have it in my phone. I wish this book could show the clip. They said, what do you have to say about these immigrants coming to the country? He said, oh, well, yeah. I'm good with immigrants. I'm good with immigrants as long as they come legally, not illegally. Legally, I like legally. I do not like illegally. As long as they come legally, we want them here. We like them here. We appreciate that. But if they come illegally, then we have to let them know that that's wrong. 8 years old. What is the 8 years old in your house say? They asked and said, "Who did you vote for?" She said, well, I'm not up to the age of voting, but definitely I mobilized. So who did you mobilize for? Well, starting with my mom. I told my mom, she said Ted Cruz follower. I told my mom, don't vote for Ted Cruz. Vote for Donald Trump. Vote for Donald Trump. That's the man. Vote for Donald Trump. And now she regrets what she did. Later on she saw she was wrong. I was right. Vote for Donald Trump. About eight. Between 8 and 10. Yes. They told her, so what's your plan? What do you want to be in future? He said, well, I want to go to Soso University. Mention the university he wants to go to. Pennsylvania University. I want to read this. And when I graduate, I want to be a detective. Want to join the police force, be a detective, become a senior detective, and then become a private investigator. And then when I retire, I want to become a judge. Then when I retire from being a judge, I run for president. He said, by then, I think America will be ready for a female president. I run for president. But that will be after the age of 40. I must cross 40. And they say, so what do you think? Do you think that the press will be friendly with you when you run for the presidency? Well, I hope so, because a lot of things will change by the time I'll be running for president. Not now, by the time I run for president. I sure hope that the press will be more friendly than they are to Donald Trump. Then she did at least. But I don't think so. 10 years old! Next 50 years already written out. No rehearsal. This is a reporter interviewing her on the spot. No book. What will your life be like in the next 50 years? 10 year old. There's and said, so are you that interested in politics? Said, yeah. Ever since Donald Trump became president, I became more interested in politics. He said, before, by now, I will be watching cartoon. I'll be going to Disney. I'll be visiting such places, but now I don't have more time for that. I'm very interested in the politics of our country. We want our country to become better. 10 year old. What is going on like this? 10 year old. What do you think about the school system? He said, well, I think with the present appointment of the current education secretary, mention her name. Say she's doing very, very well. I am fully pro-school. I think that every child should be able to choose the school she wants to go to. I'm fully pro. 10 year old. I refuse to be foolish. No! Eating food, growing tall, adding weight, empty head. Just playing games with life. joking with destiny. No dream, no passion, no ambition. Can't see nothing. Little discussion. Hey, please, I don't have time for all this quality something. Full adult. Listen to me. In every place in the world, including heaven and earth, opinions matter. Especially those who voice out opinions. The silence of good people is the reason for the unstopped advancement of bad people. The silence of good people. The silence of good is the reason for the unchecked rascality of bad people. The overwhelming silence of good people who choose to be ignorant. Blissful ignorance. Somebody shout, no way. Lift your hand and say, Father, I prepare for opportunity. I prepare for opportunity. I prepare. Shout a loud amen.
Glory, hallelujah. We are so glad that God's word from the mouth of God's servant has blessed you with wisdom, grace, and faith for a better life. We urge you to get more of God's words today, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. To get more messages from God's servant, please visit the Full Life Bible House on Sekakadwak Avenue, Uyo, Akwa Ibom State, Nigeria, or any branch of Full Life Christian Center nationwide. You can also place your orders online as you visit our website, www.fulllifefoundation.org. God bless you.